You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio KCBX here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Conservative provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos had his much-publicized return appearance to Cal Poly yesterday, and the event went smoothly as planned. Perhaps a little overplanned.
Someone's coming to present. And who is it?
Milo something?
That's Kate Tinley and Noah Kim, sitting outside the Avenue at Cal Poly. It's where students can grab a bite and hang out.
It's just really controversial on campus. Last time there's a big, protest.
Which might explain why there was a police officer standing just a few feet away from Tinley and Kim, and more police inside chatting with students in line for Chick-fil-A fries, and a few more up on the roof.
Honestly, with how things have been going lately with Cal Poly, I think it might be a big deal.
Things at Cal Poly lately haven't been great. A string of racially charged incidents at the university, like a fraternity member wearing blackface and white supremacist flyers showing up in bathrooms and hallways, have elevated tensions on campus. But Thursday afternoon, the general mood coming from students near the gymnasium where Milo Yiannopoulos would speak later was annoyance.
It's just a bit of an inconvenience.
Benjamin Holland and a group of his friends sat on a grassy patch near a chain-link security fence erected for the event.
We're student-athletes, and the gym is closed off to us all day, and our stuff is in there, and that's just an inconvenience to us.
Can't shower in the locker rooms or grab any of our stuff, so we've had to have it all in our rooms and stuff.
This inconvenience likely cost the university somewhere around 50 grand, possibly more. But the chief of the university's police department had previously said that he'd be willing to spend $100,000 if needed for campus safety. A number like that for Holland and his friends?
Seems unnecessary.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's not going to be too many protests that are, too crazy.
I can't imagine anything will happen.
Yeah.
Not only did things not get too crazy, no one showed up to protest. The lack of protesters was a bit of a surprise, especially considering that less than 2 weeks ago, hundreds of students stormed the campus during an open house weekend to bring attention to a medley of issues like tuition hikes, perceived racism on campus, and anger the university would let Yiannopoulos return. But at this immediate moment, it does feel like students are done protesting, for now. They're exhausted from weeks of town halls and talks and asking the university to cancel the Yiannopoulos event, and they have their grades to focus on. The administration has repeatedly stated that canceling his appearance would be a First Amendment issue. Even postponing it could be seen as censorship, though according to Catherine Ruckert, who's president of the Cal Poly Republicans, who hosted the event, the dean of students did ask them to consider pushing it back.
We were asked to, but we decided not to because it's not our job to postpone an event. In a climate like this, I think it's actually best if you come together and have a nice group discussion on a topic that doesn't even have to do with what's happening on campus.
And the topic at hand was fake news. For 2 hours Thursday evening, Yiannopoulos joined the right-wing YouTube celebrities Carl Benjamin, also known as Sargon of Akkad, and Austin Fletcher, more commonly known as Fleckas. And they loosely shared their views of news media, while also making fun of liberals, Jews, transgender people, and women.
Look at the covers of magazines. They used to be Sophia Loren and Gisele Bündchen. Now it's Amy Schumer, who on the cover. Look. And when you put something on the cover of a magazine, you're not just saying, look at this, you're saying, be like this. So what they're telling you, these aspirational lifestyle icons these days are damaged, fat, and hideous.
What could be taken as offensive to some didn't seem to bother the crowd. It's what they came for. Student Sarah Theodosio basically summed up the general feeling of the audience.
Oh, I love Milo. I think he's hilarious. I like him because his tactics, he kind of gets under people's skin. You really can't take him too seriously, and so I don't. I mean, I laugh at what he says. It doesn't affect me at all.
Clearly, the university did take Yiannopoulos seriously, with all the extra police brought in from the other CSU campuses. And there was even a critical response unit in all-black riot gear tucked away and ready, just in case. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.